Say something.
Say something!
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was recording.
Okay.
Did you sit down or fall down?
Yes. There we go.
A sit fall?
Sit fall.
You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 49. And welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 49. I am your host, as always, as usual, when it's not the other guy, Mike Powers. And I'm joined by the sometimes other host, Art Danner.
Woo!
And as you can hear from the peanut gallery, it's just the two of us.
There really isn't any peanut gallery. So quiet
it is. Let's just sit here and admire the silence for 90 minutes. Do you think people would still listen?
Well,
if 90 minutes later the outro song played,
I was gonna say, if we just did go 90 seconds, it'd be the longest no one's heard anything stupid come out of Sean's mouth on the podcast when he's on. So there is that.
But he isn't even on. Does that even count?
I guess it doesn't. I mean,
other podcasts where he hasn't been on, which means he's been silenced for minutes at a time.
I know, but I can always hear him in the back of my mind making stupid comments.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Saints Row 4 is so good. Doesn't seem like an add-on pack at all.
Hey! Speaking of games, we tried to play some today.
It was difficult.
Yes, it was. Let's see.
Out of the three times that I've ever tried to play my Xbox One,
yep.
This is the second time the Xbox Live hasn't worked. So I've actually only used my Xbox One once now.
Yep. I mean, that's all you're supposed to use it for.
Hence yeah, well, one. I mean, it says one, so. It,
yeah, you're only supposed to be able to play it once, and then after that, you have to buy another one.
$500 every time you want to play.
Pretty much.
It's a pretty good business plan.
I mean, just so everyone knows, Danner and I tried to play Titanfall on the Titanfall launch day, and Live would not cooperate. And then we tried it again that weekend, that Friday?
Yep.
And obviously things had stabilized and we played for a few hours. And just today we decided, hey, let's play some Titanfall before we record because, hey, that game is actually quite good. Except the service that it runs on is not so good. Xbox Live is still down. It has been down for 2.5 hours now.
I'm assuming it's because of that big game came out today.
What big game?
Exactly.
I'm just irritated.
You're irritated.
I'm especially irritated because I spent $1,060 to play a game with you, and we can't even play the damn thing.
Nope. We played it once.
It was fun when we played it, though.
It was the one time we were able to play it, or allowed to play it. I don't know how it works with Microsoft.
Yeah, are we allowed to play their games?
I don't think so. I hope we're going to be allowed to play Crackdown 3.
Yeah, right. The same stuff is going to happen. Xbox Live status update. Affected platforms. Xbox One. Xbox Live core services are limited, which means you cannot sign into Xbox Live, which means you can't do shit. Now, up until about 2 weeks ago, this means that the Xbox won't be effectively a brick. Because everything used to be behind the paywall. But now nothing is behind the paywall, so everything still works except for Xbox Live.
Maybe this was part of their plan. Now people won't complain as much because not as many people are actually playing the multiplayer services.
Now they're going to put it all back behind the paywall. See? See, guys? See what happens? I mean, it wouldn't be unlike them to take a 180 on their stance.
They've never... what are you talking about? They've never done that before. Why would they start now?
Yeah, but if they did it again, they'd be able to call it the Xbox One 360.
Because it would have been a full circle rotation on everything they've said.
Yep.
Anyways, they truly know what gamers want.
This is true.
Wishy-washiness.
I love the wishy-washiness.
They're flip-floppers.
You know, there's a small part of me that wishes that they would have stuck with their guns with everything that they announced.
I'd respect them more.
Yeah. That's part of what it is for me. It's like, if you're going to say something, you might as well just do it and hope for the best. I mean, that's what Apple does.
Yeah.
Apple just tells people to... It's Apple's way or the highway, but apparently Microsoft doesn't have that kind of wiggle room for the rabid fan base.
I think they get a rabid fan base. They're just all racist douchebags. Or at least from, you know, what I've gotten from people that are playing on Xbox Live.
That's true. It could be the same way on PlayStation Network, but we'll never know because we automatically jump in a party.
Yeah.
So,
because talking to people is silly.
We also tried War Thunder on the PS4. We thought we would play that instead of Titanfall.
Yeah. It's not exactly a great substitution, but it was the two matches we got to play were fun.
The shortcoming in the game to War Thunder on the PS4 is the menus. They aren't built for the console. Like, it's a straight PC port. Right down to the fact that they let you use the touchpad as your mouse cursor.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. I'm just saying that
it'd be frustrating if I didn't know what its origins were, but
at the same time, I'm kind of like, you maybe should have put some time into making a console centric interface.
Porting's hard.
It is. And I understand that they're a small team. I'm just saying the menus are what drove me crazy. Once I got into the game and I realized that they did a complete overhaul of the way the game works with a controller, it was much more fun.
Been better if I didn't crash into that mountain.
I saw that.
That was
an epic crash.
I was trying to save you.
Trying to save me? I was nowhere near the mountain.
I was going after the guy that was going after you. You just happened to split off and come after me. I did one too many 360s in the air and ran to a mountain. I was showboating a little bit. Whoops.
That's what you get for pulling a Microsoft.
Yeah, well. I would have stopped at 180 degrees if I was pulling a Microsoft.
Have you been playing anything else this last week?
I'm trying to remember if I... Nope.
Oh, how excited are the listeners? 3 episodes in 3 weeks.
I know!
I think we're done.
We're on a streak.
On a streak.
We can't stop. Next week would be the big 5-0.
Big 5-0 and the end of Off the Cuff.
And Joe would be... Joe should be back.
He'll be back for the final episode.
Yeah.
We should just call it the final episode.
Okay.
To get people all in a tizzy. Speak of it as if it's season 7 of Friends. Like, it's the final episode.
Does that mean we have to have ridiculous guest stars for absolutely no reason whatsoever?
No. It just means that we advertise episode 50 as the finale, and then everyone gets all rabid and listens because it's going to be the finale, and then because so many people listen and comment, we keep the podcast going.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what happened with Friends. Season 7 was supposed to be the final season, and then the ratings went up. And so, like, no, not really. There's going to be an 8th season.
So, wait a second. Let me get this right. So, if we, like, increase our viewers past 5 people to, like, 7,
we'll keep going. Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Actually, I'll lay this out there. If we get... Let's make it reasonable here. If we can get 3 more reviews on iTunes to bring the review total of Off the Cuff to 10 from 7 to 10, we will keep going.
Man, it's like I don't know, man. You're kind of giving them ultimatums.
I got more important things to do.
Oh, I know. Now you're shitting on them.
Come on. They've got 2 weeks to do 3 reviews. I mean, that's like a review and a half a week.
You do realize we left for like 2 months.
So?
For no reason whatsoever. Well, there's reasons, but...
Yeah, there were good reasons. There weren't anything to talk about.
Oh. Except for the fact that we kind of, you know, whatever. Missed the whole E3 thing.
Yeah, we started up right after E3. It's fine.
A week after.
We
could have come back a week sooner. We could have done our prediction episode.
The guy that doesn't like predictions.
I hate predictions.
I mean, we did our prediction episode at the beginning of the year, and I, like I said, I haven't gone back to listen, but I'm pretty sure you owe me a copy of GTA 5.
I don't know what you're talking about. If we end the podcast, it doesn't matter anyways.
So, I have been thinking about things that we could do for Off the Cuff. And
it doesn't really seem like it's going to matter if it's going to be our last episode next
week. Doesn't mean we can't do other things like YouTube videos.
Ugh.
What do you mean, yuck?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Good. We can go from something that has 3 views instead of 5 listeners.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. I just realized I have all the stuff now to, like, record anything we want in Joe's basement with the 3 of us. Like, actually live stream it and record it.
Sounds really dirty. Time.
Yeah.
3 of us in Joe's basement. Got this giant tub of Crisco. Let's put it to use.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Well, that's the way the Crisco can crumbles. Oh.
Oh, my.
Ugh. This went to a bad place. I apologize.
It's okay. It's just you and me here. No one's listening to this.
Puts the lotions on its skins.
That's what I've been doing. I've been reading the Sounds Hannibal Lecter books. I finished Red Dragon, and I'm currently making my way through Silence of the Lambs.
Nice. I have not been reading. That's a lie. I've been reading, just not books.
But hey, we're not here to talk about that stuff. I've actually been playing Super Metroid. That is what I've been spending my time playing.
I do like me some Super Metroid.
I'll say it actually looks pretty good on my TV, like, blown up.
Yeah.
But I like playing it just on the gamepad. So there's that. It's the summer. There's not a lot to talk about, guys. What do you want from us?
Did you see the Fallout 3 speedrun?
No.
It's like 24 minutes long, and then everybody was like, oh my god, it's amazing. They did 24 minutes, and somebody beat it today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
I know someone beat Mario, the first Mario, in like 4 minutes, 57 seconds.
Jeez.
speaking of speedruns, I watched my first speedrun the other day. I mean, I know what they are. I know like of them and stuff like that, but I've never actually like watched one, mainly because I like to consider myself a good gamer.
Makes you seem like a shitty gamer afterwards, doesn't it?
It does. I decided to watch the one for Super Metroid, where the guy beats it in like 50 minutes or something like that. 100% of the game in 50 minutes. And I'm watching it and I'm like, oh my gosh. Holy cow. I thought I was pretty good at the game. No, this guy is crazy. And I mean, obviously there's people that have spent like years playing this game and like mastering all the ins and outs and the little glitches and whatnot. But I was impressed. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched up to where I am in the game, because I didn't want everything spoiled. I still wanted some of that exploration stuff to happen, you know, for me to find stuff on my own.
Yeah.
Speaking of, is there anything in a game that ruins the momentum of a game, like X-ray vision? Like, think about this for a second.
You're detective going, mode?
But detective mode's not... not really. I don't think detective mode hurts as much as like X-ray vision does, because when you use detective mode, the entire screen becomes like detective mode. And maybe this is like just like a 16-bit thing, you know, like the super side-scrolling thing.
ID clip.
The hell's that?
You don't know what that is?
No.
You must have not have been a PC gamer.
Not really.
Back in the day with Doom.
Sorry, no.
ID clip takes clipping off, so you could just, you know, rise up into the sky and pass through walls and just completely break the entire game.
Okay. Well, the only reason I ask is because in Super Metroid, you can get X-ray vision. And before that, you know, you're running around, you're shooting stuff, you're doing your own exploring and things like that. And now I feel like since I've gotten the X-ray vision, I can't walk more than like 4 feet. Or like take more than 4 steps before I turn the X-ray vision on again and scan everything. It's like, is there something here? Okay, the screen's moved over just enough. Okay, I'm going to scan this entire section of the screen. And I feel like it just like kind of like destroyed the momentum of the game. And I find myself in that, walking that very fine line between, oh, just forget about it. If I find it, I find it. And then there's like the, I mean, I do suffer from the same thing that you do, where it's like, I want to find it if I can find it. But just not as bad as you.
I get a bad obsession with collecting.
And so, like, I, you know, I'm constantly, like, fighting myself. Like, scan, don't scan. Scan, don't scan. I was just curious if, like, I mean, detective vision doesn't really count for me, because detective vision, you can walk around with it still on.
I think it takes away from how pretty the game is.
Oh, well, yes, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, it doesn't hurt the momentum, because you can still run down a hall. It's just if you see something that's bright orange, you know it's something you can interact with. Whereas with the way it's implemented in Super Metroid, it's just that little narrow beam that's the X-ray vision. So you have to like spin it around the entire screen, and it's not on all the time. You have to turn it on and off. I'm
trying to think of anything in a game just kind of suck the fun out of it.
The run shoes in Pokemon?
No, that didn't suck the fun out of it. It never got the fun going. Because that's what somebody told me. You need running shoes in order to run in Pokemon. Right when I was about to purchase my first Pokemon game, and I looked at them, I was like, you know what? Screw it. I can't do this. You need running shoes to run. It's not a thing. That's dumb. So, still never played a Pokemon game.
I have not either. Oh, sorry. I've played Pokemon Snap.
Oh. Streak ruined.
What do you mean streak ruined?
Streak of not playing one.
That's true. I mean, does Pokemon Snap even really count as a Pokemon game?
Yes, it has Pokemon on the title.
Fine.
Smash Brothers doesn't count because it has Pikachu in the game, but it isn't a Pokemon game.
But it doesn't say Pokemon in the title.
Correct.
So if it was like Pokemon Smash Brothers Melee,
then it would count.
Pokemon Edition Smash Brothers?
then it would count.
Gotta catch them all.
Yep. Haven't even touched a Pokemon Edition Game Boy, so suck on that.
What about the Pokemon Edition N64?
I've seen it, but I haven't touched it.
You should touch it.
Nope.
It's blue and yellow. You should touch
it. I know. There's one in Joe's basement.
I know. That's where I've seen it.
That's where I've seen and not touched a lot of things.
I can't touch that. That's disgusting. Put that away, Joe.
I don't know what he sticks in his slots.
So one of the things I thought we could talk about, besides this, the X-ray vision thing, gameplay mechanics, I was actually thinking about maybe waxing a little nostalgia, getting all nostalgic about summertime video games.
No such thing.
I was even thinking of taking it so far as to say, like, summertime video games and then dropping in Will Smith's Summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime.
But then I realized I don't want to do all that work of finding this song and putting it in. And so anyways, what are your favorite, like for me, I've got like Star Fox 64, especially Harvest Moon on the Super Nintendo. I mean, more recently, summer's become like a big thing. So you've got like your Infamous and stuff like that, but that's not really like super nostalgic. But I remember playing like Mario RPG and like Killer Instinct at like the end of summer and stuff like that. Do you have any games that you remember playing like in the summer that you really enjoyed?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament of Fighters.
I don't remember that game so well for some reason.
I played the crap out of that game on Super Nintendo. It's when I actually had an affinity for fighting games. My affinity for fighting games died somewhere in the PlayStation era. The first PlayStation. I think Rival Schools was the last fighting game that really had any grip over me. Unless you count the WWE games as
fighting games?
Fighting games.
No, the WWE games are fake.
Well, all video games are fake.
Yeah, but they're like fake.
Because they're video games about a sport that's not really a sport?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
You put that one together awfully quick.
Well, duh. Just like basketball games.
So I've got, like, the first Metroid. That was, like, a summer game for me. But I was playing the... Uh-oh. I heard something.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did, and I have it recorded.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Lie to me.
Yep.
I played the first Metroid at the same time I was playing Super Metroid in 94 when I was a, you know, child. So those were both big, like, summer games for me. I guess that's one of the reasons why I was like, let's talk about, like, summer games is because I'm playing Super Metroid in summer and I did that, you know, 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
Old.
Think about that for a second. Super Metroid is a 20-year-old game. Like, there are things in my life that I don't feel old. I know you probably do because you have kids.
Thanks.
I don't ever like feel old until something is like pointed out to me. Because for all intents and purposes, Jurassic Park came out like 2 years ago. But it's not until someone goes, "No, that movie is 21 years old," that you go, "Oh shit." Like, so when I think about games and movies and stuff like that, I don't ever really think. I think about like enjoying those things. I never really think about how old they are until someone actually like points it out, and then I actually feel old. So like, cannot believe that Jurassic Park is 20 years old. Cannot believe that what Back to the Future is almost 30 years old.
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 30 years old. It's just stupid. We're old. Not really old. I don't feel like. Do you feel old?
Yes, daily. Incredibly, my body fails me.
Yeah,
like
say,
you wouldn't believe.
I was gonna say your body's falling apart. You got a poor warranty.
It's getting better though. Actually, the new meds I have, man, things are looking up. I'm not gonna be running any marathons anytime soon, but
like with the exception of like bills and more money, a lot of the times I feel, and being married, of course, I feel like the same person I was like 10 years ago.
I don't know if that's something to brag about.
Like, I feel perpetually stuck in 2004, 2005. But with the exception of, you know, more money and bills and a home and a wife, that's pretty much how I always envision my, whenever I think about how old I am, for some reason, I always just like think I'm like that old. I'm perpetually 22. 23.
Your toys have just gotten bigger.
Yes, my toys have just gotten more expensive. But I like the same toys. I'm just able to buy more expensive versions of them. So I also know that I have more video games now than I've ever had in my life.
I feel like I have less, but I have more.
Do you think...
Digital's ruining me on that.
Do you think you could... like, make a list of all the games you had on the Super Nintendo?
Of the games I had?
Yeah, that you owned, personally.
I didn't have a lot, so it'd be fairly easy.
Right. That's what I was getting at. I mean, I honestly think I had, like, fewer than maybe 15 games.
Same here. I had Final Fantasy Mystic Quest, Final Fantasy 3. I had... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters, and Mortal Kombat 2, and Mario Kart, Mario Paint, Mario 64.
Oh, now you just jump consoles.
I'm sorry, Super Mario World. I never had a 64. So Super Mario World, Super Castlevania 4, Super Metroid, Mega Man X, Jurassic Park, Link to the Past,
which I now own, by the way. I'm just waiting to play it.
I want to say that's about it.
By the way, to the person that wanted us to talk more about retro stuff and Super Nintendo and stuff like that, this is not that. So I'm just trying to find stuff for Dan and I to talk about that is games. That is not me being a drunken moron for an hour. I'm not drunk, so we're talking about games, and I think that's progress over the last episode. I don't know what happened.
I just had like a 15-minute conversation to myself.
I don't think it was quite that long, but...
What was the last thing I said?
I was talking to you... I was addressing the listener that asked us to talk about Super Nintendo and stuff like that. And I was saying, this is not that. And then your mic went dead.
Huh. Yeah, I've been talking for a while to myself.
It was only a few minutes.
There was an entire love fest about Super Castlevania 4.
Too bad
went
that's
nowhere.
Lost. Too bad that's lost for posterity.
I know.
Anyways, yes, listener. This is not that episode where we will dive into the Super Nintendo again, which I think we covered a little bit in when we were Extreme Retro Gaming. But we can definitely tackle that again because we'll have Joe do all the research.
And he's bored and he needs things to do right now.
That's true. So you can look forward to that from Joe. Yeah, I don't think I had... I definitely think you had more Super Nintendo games than I did. Like, I had Mortal Kombat 2. I had Donkey Kong Country, Super Mario World, Yoshi's Island, Chrono Trigger, Secret of Mana, Mega Man X, Star Fox. That's 8 games that I can remember. Did I really... Nope, Killer Instinct. I really only have 9 games? Super Scope Skit 6, does that count?
Oh, Super Scope games, really?
There was only one. Get over it.
Blech.
So 10, maybe? Maybe 10 Super Nintendo games that I had. So, but yeah, we'll talk more about the Super Nintendo when Joe comes back. I did put feelers out there to see what the listeners would want from us. Like, you know, putting aside the fact that we are a gaming podcast, first and foremost, I asked them kind of like what they would want to hear us talk about, and got a decent amount of positive feedback with our off-season stuff. I'm just not quite sure how to handle that.
Wasn't what you're looking for, was it?
No, it is. That's in the off-season stuff. We talked about the other things that we liked and stuff like that. But I'm wondering, there's a lot of little inside baseball here. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of talk on Geekcast Radio about having all the podcasts being similar now, but just with different clicks, different, you know, just different voices on each one. So for instance, you know, everyone's talking about Amazing Spider-Man when it comes out, and they end up putting up like four different podcasts, all about the Amazing Spider-Man. Again, it's all different points of view and different listeners and different voices and hosts, but, you know, it's still four podcasts going up that talk about Amazing Spider-Man.
Wow, that seems... I don't know how to feel about that, actually.
Well, one of us likens it to, like, ESPN, where you'll go through, like, a bunch of different shows that might cover the same news story, but it'll just be different talking heads.
Oh, so it's like 24-hour news cycle, so we could just talk something to death until nobody gives a crap about it anymore.
Well, we're not CNN.
Or Fox News? Are we Fox News?
No.
Maybe. There's been people compared on the station to Fox News people.
It's true. But, so, yeah, I'm okay with this. I am actually thinking of doing something as, like, a bonus episode on the end of Off the Cuff. Because I know people like to hear what we have to say, and they like when we F around. So, yeah, there might be something coming up. Probably after episode 50, assuming we make it to episode 51, you might find like something special after the outro music. So you'll have that to look forward to. Cause remember, we used to do a podcast called The Lunchroom.
Nobody remembers that.
No, none of our current, if any of our current listeners ever listened to The Lunchroom, thank you. But I'm guessing none of you ever did. So.
There's that.
They're very excited that they got two episodes in a row, but I already made that joke that they get three. Next week they'll have four. I'd say we could talk about Transformers, but Joe's not here.
We could talk about Transformers.
I don't want to talk about Transformers right this second. Can we talk about Michael Bay, though?
Okay.
I don't hate him. I'll go on record as saying I don't hate Michael Bay.
I don't hate Michael Bay either. How could you hate Michael Bay after The Rock? I mean, come on.
Pain and Gain?
No, I mean The Rock.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
Not The Rock in Pain and Gain.
I just want to find some rockets.
Pain and Gain was fantastic, though. But I don't know. I think people are way too harsh on... I mean, people aren't harsh enough on Pearl Harbor, but I think they're too harsh on Transformers.
Except the second one.
Except for the second one.
Which
the second one deserves all it.
Which we've stated before, there was one simple fix to that movie. And that would have been the casting of Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
As the twins.
Exactly. That would have fixed a ton of the issues in that.
90% of that movie would be fixed.
That, and you get rid of the female Terminator Transformer, and we'd be golden. And the ball's on Devastator.
You know what? I want to put this out there, because this is one of the things that kind of... Screw it. Let's talk about Transformers for a second. This is one of the things that bothered me about the fourth movie, which I actually enjoyed. But it bothered me And maybe this is something that they just kind of borrowed from the cartoon, because I do notice that some of the characters in cartoons have different faces. But it bothered me that some of the Transformers actually appeared robotic, like Optimus or Bumblebee, and like, you know, the Transformers that were in the first movie, versus some, like, the newer Transformers, they seem to get more realistic looking faces.
Like Lockdown and
the
Hound.
And the Samurai.
Yeah.
Like their faces, I mean, they're still like robotic in nature, but they look more T-1000, liquid metal T-1000 and their facial structure. And it's just kind of, I see that and I'm just kind of like, okay, that's just kind of weird. I mean, it didn't ruin the movie, but I'm just curious if there's like a reason for that, or if it's like, because I think that kind of happened in the cartoon too, didn't it? Some of them ended up with more human looking faces.
I was going to say a lot of the second gen guys had way more humanoid looking faces.
Okay.
Like Hot Rod and Blur and Cop and RC.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of then. So it is kind of something that comes out of the cartoon then.
Yeah.
I will say though, with this one I was more lost. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about Transformers lore, but I was more lost with who the antagonist was.
I like Lockdown.
I liked him too. I'm just not familiar with him from the show, which, as I've also stated before, I have zero nostalgic baggage for the show.
Like, there was something nice about having an antagonist that didn't have anything to do with the Autobots and didn't really have anything, and it had nothing to do with the Decepticons. He wasn't affiliated with either side. Didn't give a crap about him.
But the larger picture?
Yeah.
That is canon? Like, that is in the cartoon? Like, the creators of the Transformers?
The creators are in the cartoon.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what they're called, and I don't remember off the top of my head, and I'm sure Joe would screaming at the podcast right now
if he listened to the podcast. Let's be honest, we know he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I know Sean does, because he's a douche and he has no life. I'm only saying that because it's Sean. Everybody else I love. Everybody else who's listening, I love you. Sean, you're a piece of shit.
You should hear about the things he says about you guys when he's not recording.
It's fine. It's probably mostly true.
Probably. So did you like it? Because I know you are a Transformers fan. And the movies have always kind of been...
I spent 3 days racking my brain for something I disliked about the movie, and I really couldn't find anything. And I don't like Mark Wahlberg. And I liked Wahlberg way... And I think my big thing about the movie was it seemed comedically completely toned down. Because Witwicky's parents weren't there, which were always over the top, and Sam Witwicky wasn't there, who was also the only thing he was really good at was screaming Optimus. Wahlberg seemed like a way more grounded character. All the comedic actors felt not completely blown out of proportion and ridiculous. TJ Miller was good. I liked him. He seemed proportionate to his role. Tom Lennon as the assistant to the president also seemed very proportionate. He seemed very quirky, but he wasn't ridiculous quirky. And Stanley Tucci is just fantastic.
Oh, you can't say anything bad about the guy.
Stanley Tucci was playing Stanley Tucci, and that's awesome. I'll take it. It's kind of like when you put Kevin Spacey in something, you just want him to be him. That's the same thing. What I like about Tucci is you put him in, you let him do his thing, and he just goes, and he makes it entertaining. It seemed to me that the casting was much more on par this time, especially than it's been in any of the movies. I think for me, Hound, being played by John Goodman, just like for some reason that the whole character was way more interesting than any of the other Autobots they've ever had to me, and more entertaining, and I enjoyed the things that he had to say. And I think he had more lines in the movie than any of the Autobots combined. Because it seemed like Hound was always talking.
Yeah, didn't Bumblebee get his voice back at the end of the third one?
Dude, I'm just done with Bumblebee.
Oh, I'm just asking. Like, I'm trying to remember. Like, no,
I was. Yeah, I thought he was getting it at the like the end of the first one.
Yeah,
he's gonna get back. It just seems ridiculous to me. Of the,
I will say this: trick
that they just don't know how to undo or don't want to undo.
I'm also like a big, big fan of continuity. Love me some continuity.
This is not the place to look for continuity.
No, but I wish there would have been some freaking nod to why Bumblebee's not with Witwicky anymore. Just something.
We don't talk about that time in his life anymore.
Yeah. No, I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah, I liked it. It did feel long to me, though.
It did feel long, but it also felt like it was weird to me because it's felt like they spent all this time with Wahlberg and Jaeger and all of his family and really kind of building that background story and establishing things for him and making him likable. Which I thought, I don't know. Like, there were so many things that in this movie that I feel like just they spent time unfurling the storyline instead of just throwing everything in your face. Now, does the storyline make sense? Not overly. It seems a little...
I think the human storyline makes less sense than the Transformers story.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are going on that are... I think it's, to me, I think it's almost... Compared to the other movies and compared to how I was expecting to be disappointed, I think that's more so why I enjoyed the movies, because it was way better than I thought it was going to be, mostly because I went in with really, really low expectations.
I remember you weren't a fan of the first time you saw Grimlock.
No. And I kind of stopped watching previews leading up to the movie because I was just like, I'm at a point where I'd just rather be...
Now,
surprise.
Were you okay with the Dinobots in the movie?
I like the Dinobots in the movie. I thought they could have been... the fact that you gotta wait 2 hours and 10 minutes before Dinobots even show up... I have issues with movies that market so heavy on something that happens in, like, last eighth of the movie. But... That's how they got butts in the seats. They're like, that's a big thing. There's Dinobots. Showed the Dinobots a ton in the preview, and then you sit through 2 hours and 10 minutes, and then they show up. And it's like, it's one of those things that I'm trusting. I don't know. Every single time you think somebody's coming back for the next movie, they just scrap all the characters from the previous movie, and you just never hear from them again.
Side note, real quick. We can keep talking about Transformers if you want. We don't have to talk about Transformers. But I was actually thinking today, for some reason, it just popped into my head. Regardless of what you think about the movie or not, I think the first time we're going to see a trailer for Batman v Superman is The Hobbit in December.
It seems like an awful long time Wait. Batman v Superman, is it?
It's 2016. Though. Yeah.
Why would you even show a preview?
Because you need to get people to go see. You need a reason for the people to go see The Hobbit.
I don't think there's a reason to go see The Hobbit until the director's cut comes out on Blu-ray.
It's the same reason that they put the episode one trailer on Meet Joe Black.
Reason why they put the Animatrix on the front of Dreamcatcher.
They put one Animatrix on the front of Dreamcatcher.
Yep, the good one. The one that was done by Final Fantasy Studio.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the best one in the Animatrix.
I liked it.
I liked it. I just don't think it's the best one in the Animatrix. Okay, we stopped talking about games.
It's okay. Last time we didn't talk about games until way into it, and this time we started talking about games, and now we're getting way away from it. It's fine. If you want to get even further away from it, I could talk about, you know, the new issue of All New X-Men and how sweet that was.
No, let's not do that. I'm trying to think if there's anything.
I want to take a picture of the last page and send it to you because badass shot of X-23 ready to kill somebody.
Oh, but she won't.
Are you sure about that?
If she does, I will start reading it again.
Okay.
And if you lie to me, then I'll kill you.
No guarantees. We'll find out next month. Oh, and anybody who's out there that's a Marvel fan and is sick of getting burnt by, you know, the summer crossover events, totally read Original Sin. Completely worth it. Four issues in, and I am more enthralled in with this summer crossover event than I've been with anything since Civil War.
Oh, it's fine right up until Scarlet Witch shows up at the end and says, no more Original Sin.
Ugh, stop. That's not going to happen.
It's happened twice.
It's not going to happen this time.
That's what you think.
The fact that they killed Fury in issue 2?
Is the Scarlet Witch dead? Because that's all that matters in this equation.
No.
See?
Scarlet Witch isn't even in the
Not yet. Series. She won't be. She'll show up in the last panel and just say, no more Original Sin, and it will all be over.
This book is really good. All I got to say is if you get an opportunity to go pick up Original Sin, if you're not reading it right now, buy it. It's awesome. If you like comics and you like things that are fun, you should buy it. Unless you're one of those DC comic readers, then you probably don't like fun and you like, you know.
Then why are they, if you're a DC comics listener, why are you listening to our show?
That's a really good point, because we kind of poop all over DC Comics over here. Not like the rest of these guys on this network.
I really have nothing else like video game wise to talk about. I just kind of want to talk about like just spitball some ideas, like put some ideas in the listeners' ears about what, you know, we could do for off the cuff and see if they'd be interested in said thing. Off the cuff, like I'd be really intrigued about doing game videos and putting them on YouTube.
Ugh, so much work.
Or maybe like arranging
or have more of a steady schedule of Twitch streaming.
That's what I was gonna say. Maybe like one night a week, because it's not ideal right now. I can finagle it so that we could be in a Skype chat and I can pump the Skype chat into Twitch.
I was just bummed out by Twitching. My first Twitch stream sucked.
No one watched.
You popped in and then left.
And then I was making comments about the game.
Yeah. Twitch did the alpha of Destiny and Mike was the only one that showed up.
But yeah, maybe we could do more regular Twitch streams on the Off the Cuff channel. Which you guys, if we were to do funny gameplay videos, like, and it wouldn't be like regularly, maybe like once in a blue moon, would you guys check those out? Just kind of think of things of other, I mean, because obviously video games is a heavily visual medium, short of written things for the website, which none of us have time to do.
I tried to do a written review and I submitted it to you and then you said meh. And then you never submitted to Geekcast.
So anyways, since none of us had
crushed my dreams. Crushed my writing review dreams.
Are you done?
No, because you pooped all over it. And now you're saying, we don't have time for it when I've done them before. And you're just like, meh. Dream killer.
Done?
Yep.
Okay.
What's the opposite of Superman's symbol for the opposite of hope? Because that's what should be on your chest. Okay, now I'm done.
Short episode this week. Anyways, yeah, we're just putting feels out there. Feelers. out there to see what, you know, the listeners want. We know you guys like the off-season stuff, and I've got a fix for that coming. We'll try and keep the gaming stuff coming as well.
I'll try to actually play some games this week, as long as, you know, certain online services are actually functional.
This is true.
That was really chaps in my ass. I haven't put my Xbox Live card in since I bought it. I bought it 2 months ago.
Hey, we could go play right now.
Haven't touched it. I put it in today, and then it doesn't work. It's like Microsoft's just pissing and shitting all over
me. We could end this show and go play Titanfall right now.
Finally spend money on my Xbox One, and then they crap on me. Yeah, we can end the show. I got about a half an hour.
All right. Let us know what you guys want to hear, like, in the future for Off the Cuff. Remember, I've got some things planned. Would you guys be interested in YouTube videos, anything like that? Also, if you want to see the show continue past episode 50, you've got 2 weeks to leave 3 written reviews on iTunes for us, because we want to know what we're doing right or wrong. I don't care if they're 1 star or 5. Just leave us something. Let us know you guys are listening.
I only accept the 1-star review if the 1-star review goes too many dick and ball jokes. Or 1 star, Sean's on this podcast.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can comment on our parent site at geekcastradio.com or send emails to us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put Off the Cuff in the subject line, and I'm sure Steve Megatron Phillips or TFG1 Mike will make sure it gets to us and not put in the spam folder. You can find myself, Michael Powers, on Twitter, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, at BoothNinja81. You can also find me on the Wii U at everyone's favorite.
Say it. Say it. Say it.
I can't even. BoothTendo.
Say it. Thank you.
Danner.
Such a dumb name. You can find me on Twitter at Art Danner. You can also find me on Xbox Live at Weapon12, or you can find me on PlayStation Network at X51, the Machine Man.
You're still listening. I don't know why, but maybe you'll come back next week.
For the final episode.
Yes. The 50th maybe. And final episode of Off the Cuff.
Dun, dun, dun.